I guess we'll start things off the way we do when we get a chance to talk to you. I always feel good on a Monday morning when we get a chance to talk to you to at least get the latest update on what we need to know in Clinton County.
Sure. Well, and we had a slightly busy weekend or started into it. We had a big number again on Friday with our positive case count, but we're going to continue to hope that we can get the folks and ask them to try to get that number flattened down some. I went and looked back this morning just before calling you guys, and it's been since the very first of November since we've had a time where we were down to just less than 20 cases. So, you know, that's something we need to consider. There is good news again with the vaccine. There's another manufacturer who has one that's showing great promise. So, the Moderna company has announced that their test results are doing well. So,
yeah, I saw that this morning.
Yeah. So, you know, we're trying to talk to folks in terms of, you know, if we can hold on a little longer, keep our heads about us, do the right thing for the next couple of months because we're all going to be indoors, then we still have a chance to turn our numbers around. Let's get back down into the yellow where we have opportunity to do some of the normal things towards the end of the year when the holidays come. So that's our hope. So,
Rodney, are you guys going to be coming out with anything here soon? I keep getting asked by people in the public to, you know, what's the requirements going to be? How much we're going to change? What do you see coming here in the next week or so?
Well, I know that I'm sure elected officials are going to be talking with the health officer and determining what steps need to be taken to do what we're asking, which is, you know, try to ease the numbers, try to ease the pressure on the hospital and the EMS system right now, build up a little capacity in the hospitals for folks who actually may, you know, just get the flu this year instead, unfortunately. But as far as the events type things, we've already came out with a new form for, you know, the governor's order, once we got to taking a look at that and reading it, and the health officer got a chance to absorb it, we realized our main role is to try to dissuade folks from having large events right now. And our secondary role is to make sure they stay within the guidelines of orange, having 50 or less. And if we get into the red, unfortunately, having 25 or less, we do have a form for those special events that are above those numbers that must be completed and turned into the health department ahead of time for our consideration. But our first and foremost role will be to try to talk to those organizers and see if they can't be postponed until a better time right now.
How close are we to the red? So if I read the stats right, it looks like we're sort of there.
Well, what we want to look at is come Wednesday again when they do their determination. What I saw was that we were up 10.9, I believe, on our positivity rate. That's what's holding us out of the red right now. The case counts are in the red. The positivity rate is keeping us down in the orange. So if we see our positivity rate continue to go up towards 15%, then we will be in the red.
So it's going to have to get to 15 as long as it stays
15 or above.
WILO.
Extended period of time there, yeah.
What are you doing over there?
Sorry.
He's pushing buttons.
Yes,
you know.
I am.
He's new again.
Sorry.
There's
about
a light I haven't seen before. I wanted to push that button.
Yes. Yeah.
But
they average those two things, the number of cases we have the week prior and our positivity rate. And what's kept us in the orange and not in the red has been we're continuing to test enough folks that our positivity rate staying below 15%.
Okay, all right.
So
because
we'd like to get back to yellow.
Yeah.
But that's going to take some work. That's going to take folks cooperating.
There's only five of those in the state right now, so.
Yeah, so we'd like to be one of, you know, we'd like to go into that and be number six, but it's going to take a little work. And again, you know, holidays coming up, we're continuing to ask folks to really consider, you know, doing a few things. I think over the weekend was the first point where you need to quarantine for about 14 days if you're going to do some traveling or if you're going to go visit folks that you have, you know, that are at risk that you haven't visited recently. So, but we're really saying it's a better idea not to do that.
Right. Well, everybody around us is still sitting at, you know, still sitting at 2 except for Tipton, which is 2.5. So.
Right. Right.
So we're, around us, we're okay. You know, at least that's not
yeah.
great, but at least it's not as bad as what it was.
Well, if you look back 2 weeks or so ago, there was a lot of yellow around us, and all of a sudden they all caught up with us. So, you know, it's a human behavior thing, guys. We know this.
Mm-hmm.
We all know it. And we're all somewhat similar in the state of Indiana. But each and every county has the ability to, you know, write their own history on this. And quite honestly, we don't want to be the ones that are in that bigger group right now in the majority. We'd much prefer to be, you know, on the yellow side and start leading the pack that direction. But it will take work. It will take some compliance of about probably 60 or 70% of our, you know, county population when they are out in public wearing a mask, adhering to the basic idea of staying around only folks that you're normally around. You and Ken are around each other a lot.
Right.
So you might be sharing, you know, Thanksgiving dinner together, but, you know, it's the idea that if you introduce yourself to a lot of new... I don't think so. If you introduce yourself to a lot of new folks, at this point in time, you're at risk, and so too are they, if you're not going to be wearing a mask and social distancing.
Yeah.
So it's the same old sad story, but it's what's going to get us through this. So.
I would say I'm shocked, but I'm going to try to be cute here, is that you don't want to be number one in something?
No, I understand.
I just wanted to see what... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and we are, you know, we are number four still in the state. I just want to say that because, and the reason I bring it up is because it's so critical to know where we're at as far as testing goes. And we are still, you know, neck and neck with, the three big ones that are right there, ahead of us, which is St. Joe's, Tippecanoe County and Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Monroe and Tippecanoe are obviously larger than us, but they have universities.
Right.
But we are third and fourth. Consistently with testing, and the staff that are out there doing the testing, we had the gas leak out there Friday, and we still ended up doing 230 folks with that interruption by the end of the day.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So it's available. If you're going somewhere, please consider getting tested before you go, so you can know what your status is right now. Especially if you've been around some folks that are not your normal cohort lately.
Okay.
So, vaccine. For flu, still trying to. I don't know which one of you gentlemen doesn't want to get one, but
me. I'm gonna get one.
I'll continue to purport that you don't want a double whammy right now. So if we can get folks to get flu shots, that will drastically reduce the demand on our hospital resources and generally a better health for our community. So
okay, anything else you want to yak at before we turn you loose?
No. Again, I hope. Soon to be telling you we're going to be in our new location.
Yeah.
Obviously, with COVID going on, we're that's additional burden we're trying to get through to. But
right.
we are relocating, and hopefully by the end of the month we'll have the majority of our services over in the new building.
Okay. All right.
Thank you,
sir. Appreciate it,
gentlemen.
Yeah, you do the same. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye bye.
All right, that's Rodney Wan with the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.